So good morning. It's 9:27 a.m. It's a Thursday, not October, November the 1st, 2018. Happy NaNoWriMo opening day. It's word hunting season here in my neighborhood, where I'm about 3 hours late getting going. I really wanted to get up and start writing when I got up. That didn't work because I realized that I had a bunch of stuff I had to do to clear the decks before I could write. Stuff I could have and should have done yesterday but didn't because I had my head in Skyrim and not in the bigger game, as it were. So I did my blog post for this month's Rocky Mountain Fiction Writer's blog. It's due tomorrow. I have to have it out. I have to have it to the editor a week before it's due to be posted. And so I got that done. Sent it off to Rachel for approval or editing, whatever she wants to do with it. I had to reset my password, as I do every year for NaNoWriMo, because I don't actually do NaNoWriMo every year. And I can't ever remember what my password was. So, yeah, this year what I need to do is add it to my password safe so that I don't have to do that again. I still haven't had breakfast. I've been up for 3 hours, 3.5 hours, and I still haven't had breakfast. I haven't had anything to eat today. I've had barely a half a cup of coffee. It's been one of those mornings where I've just been running from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next. And I gotta tell you, looking outside and seeing what a crappy looking day it is out here. I almost didn't walk, but it's that falls into, I'm thinking about it too much. It falls into, I really can't afford physically and emotionally to skip the walk. I have skipped it way too much in October. I need to turn that around as we count down to the shortest day of the year. I hope everybody had a fun Halloween. Shawen. We have way too much candy. I don't know what we're going to do with it. The kid will be home and she will eat a couple of the bags by herself, I'm sure. And I made it a point to buy candy that I don't particularly like, so that I won't be tempted to nip into the basket of candy. And there is still a big... I still have two bags unopened, and the delivery basket for taking to the door for the trick-or-treaters was barely touched. I did have one Reese's cup. I'm a sucker for Reese's. And their peanut butter isn't really peanut butter. Now that I've been eating just a peanut butter made out of just peanuts, and I've added a touch of salt, but just peanuts. There's no sugar. There's no additional stuff other than a tiny bit of salt in it. And when I eat something that's not peanut butter, just peanut butter, I notice it. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I'm still a sucker for Reese's. I don't know. I can't justify it. boot is untied. I don't really want to stop and tie it. It's cold out here. It is cold and raw. It's a little bit damp. There's some moisture in the air, which is, as longtime listeners know, is unusual for here. Oh, I'm coming up to the political corner. There's one corner in this whole walk, and I don't know what it is about this one particular corner. But there's one corner where all of the signs are out. Whoever's running, the signs are there. The signs are all out. Susie Velasquez for, is it, county clerk and recorder? I think I voted for, I've already voted. We vote by mail here in Colorado. And man, that takes such a load off. The only problem is it usually takes two stamps, and I have to make sure we have enough stamps for everybody in the house to mail back their ballot. Jared Polis for governor. Tommy Butler, Weld County Councilor at Large. Yeah, I voted for him. Gibenga Ajiboye. Yes. I voted for a lot of new names. There are few incumbents here on the ballot. That I would vote for. Denver, which I am not part of, is an island of blue. In a large rectangle of red. And this is definitely red territory. There's a bumper sticker here that I think is, it needs to be redone, because I always see it on the same car. And I'm not sure if it's the only car, or it's just that it's the only car that I cross paths with on any kind of regular basis, so I notice it. But it says, I'm a proud Weld Democrat, because I live in Weld County. And I keep wanting to change it to, I'm the proud Weld Democrat, because I'm not sure how many Democrats there are here in Weld. So I'm not how many of them are brave enough to put a target on their car like that. Coming, got people walking. So yeah, I have to stop talking politics here. It's just, it's that one corner. I walk by it, and it's like all of the yard signs are in that one corner. There's like maybe a dozen of them. I am going to have to stop and tie this boot because the flatman license is driving me buggy. I'll do it where there's not a dog. Coming up on the corner. There's a couch handily placed here on the corner. Free to good home, I suspect. So, Google Plus is going away. I started posting the TOMW picture on Instagram this morning. Let me see if I can't get this boot. Oh my god, I did a terrible job on this. So I posted the morning picture this morning on Instagram. Doreen suggested that as a substitute for the soon to be departed Google Plus. I still post every day on Twitter. I put it in my Flickr feed, and Flickr cross posts it into Twitter for me. Well, actually, it's if this then that finds the tagged photo on my Flickr, and cross-post it over to my account on Twitter. I wrote that lady thought she walked by me while I was talking to you. Well, I got a headphone on. I got a headset, an obvious headset on, so I could be talking on the phone to somebody. Ah, roofer's out today. Trying to get roofs back on. Get ready, sit with me. That was a loud one. I caught the snap on the cuff on it. Give it a little bit of a clang. So yeah, I got the spreadsheet set up for doing my sprints. I got the page set up on the NaNoWriMo website. I only need 1,667 words for the day. My goal is like 5,000 if I can manage to settle myself long enough to actually focus. The spreadsheet will help. The spreadsheet will help me with my sprinting. I've got my noises.net on standby, so I'll have some interesting background noises. I've warmed up a little bit here. It was really cold when I started. My nose was running, my eyes were running. My daily meditation was running. Oh, a hawk. Right here on the street. I don't know if you heard that sharp call, but that was the hawk. I think he's got a couple crows after me. They better be careful, those crows will be lunch. Oh God, food, I need some food. Oatmeal or eggs, probably. I need something more than peanut butter toast this morning. I should have had my peanut butter toast early, then I could have like a bagel or something. But, kid's still in California. She was gonna come back tonight, but postponed that till Saturday because apparently there was no transportation to the airport at 2 p.m. or whatever it is on a work day. So Saturday I'd have to go to Denver. Not exactly the way I want to spend Saturday night, but as long as I get my 1,667 words that day, then I'll be good for Nano. The difficulty is that I want to get the full draft of My Darkness Called, My Darkness Forged, completed by the end of November. So in theory, I could get it out by the end of the year, and that would be my third book for the year. It's sort of cheating it, but it would also clear the deck for a first book to start writing in January. And I'll shoot for four books again next year, see how I do. The lovely part about next year is that I really only have one book that I need to address, and that's South Coast. So if I can get South Coast put together early in the year, that leaves next year available for new projects. And while I've got Ishmael Wong stories on the back burner, I've got 10 Fairport stories that I want to write in that universe again, but I don't have any idea what I'm going to write. have a project underway with my elder progeny. To write a kind of sword and sorcery book with her. It's outside of her normal niche, but she's finishing out her paranormal comedy. The elevator pitch for which is two college kids in a coffee shop run into Odin, and he gives them a job. It involves Loki. It involves a limousine named Sleipnir, and she's having way too much fun with it to actually focus on her normal niche, which is writing about dead people. It's kind of a specialized niche. They're not real dead. They just keep getting reborn. So it's not zombies or anything. Oh, okay, welcome past the park. The grass has pretty much gone by. Lots of the leaves, you could tell by the photo this morning, lots of leaves have fallen off the trees. There's very little color. A few yellow leaves, some pale brown, some yellowed grass. I don't know what kind of grass that is, but some very yellowish, blonde colored grass. It's quite pretty against all the gray and brown. I do not have the tempo running this morning. I figured I needed to sort of ease back into this a little bit, because I have not been anything approaching regular as far as the walking goes, so we're just gonna amble along, try to do a little thinking about the story. I keep one of the problems is I don't know where it starts. I almost always know where the story starts. And this one, I've been all over the place. I've been on board the ship leaving the system. I tried to write the beginning where they're at the party with Brill. That flopped abysmally. That was terrible. So I need to find the opening scene. I need to find how the story begins. I think I'm going to go in a very different direction. I think I'm going to stay after the party. After the joyous reunion, which you won't get to see because it's boring. I think we're going to go inside Ishmael's head and start there and work out. So we'll see how this works out. I don't know. I don't know until I sit down at the keyboard really what's going to happen. I really am peeved that I don't have an outline ready. Because I really wanted that to work. Maybe it will in the next book. Or maybe I'll stop halfway and go back and make the outline. But at any rate, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.